In today's episode, we're talking about some of the words that too many of us are using on our websites that are hard to sell. Want to know if you are using any of these words, or maybe if you're even overusing these words? You have to check out today's podcast to learn more. I will see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now, but you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from CCO Club Podcast. I am excited, as usual, to be here with you guys today talking about what I'm talking about. And today we're talking about words that are hard to monetize. I have a list for you, a list of five words. I think one of them might be arguable, but you're going to understand my point in today's episode. Make sure you head over to CCOClub.com. There is a lot of information on there. We're doing a whole hostile takeover. And pretty soon, you guys, well, actually, you already know, I was gonna say something, and I said I was gonna stop doing that. Like, tell you about stuff that's not ready, because I'd be excited about it. I spent a lot of time working in behind the scenes and working on what we have coming up and what's building and this, that, and the third. And so I just get excited about it. And then it takes a little bit of time sometimes, because we're always adjusting and readjusting and strategizing what should come first. I was having a discussion with Kia today, one of our other co-hosts that comes on periodically, and we were trying to, you know, shift gears. I was like, no, do this before that and then do this. And we're trying to get the order of things together. So because of that, you know, we always have something brewing, because we're trying to do a whole hostile world takeover with CCO Club, because we want to connect with as many women just like yourself who are in small and micro businesses, who love God, who are called according to his purpose, who are trying to do his will, who are trying to walk this life out correctly, want to have a positive impact in the world. We want to connect with as many of you as possible to help you in your quest for what it is you're doing. So make sure you go over to CCOClub.com. Join us. I'm telling you, you're going to be missing out, because we have a lot of great things coming. So today we are talking about words that are hard to monetize. I've actually had quite a few conversations with some of the folks that I coach, and at least some of the folks that I've just recently finished coaching, that I was, when we, as we go through coaching and what they're saying on their websites, I'm letting them know that there are a list of words that are really, really challenging to monetize. Sometimes I think that for women in business like ourselves, who are going into, let's say, the coaching or consulting business, maybe you are doing digital courses, you're doing group coaching, so on and so forth. We tend to, I think, overuse some of these words, and I think it can get challenging to get sales or make sales, monetize what it is that we're talking about. And so I want to talk about those words and talk about why I think that they are challenging. And if you choose to use the words, how you can, what you have to be thinking about in order to make these words work. Okay, so that's what we're talking about today. So I am going to start out with my first word. My first word, the one I wrote down, was the word empower. Empower is hard to monetize. Now, let me again qualify what I'm saying. Hard to monetize mean that when a person says the word empower, we understand at its core or at its definition, you know, it helps us to be, you know, to feel better about, you know, to, you know, has a kind of like a, you know, I don't want to say this other word I was about to say, because it's one of my words, like you want to feel better about, you want to feel good about, you know, and, you know, be empowered to speak your truth, be empowered to do those things. And that can be, it's a good word, but it's sometimes hard to monetize, and you are going to have to put money behind getting to the right person to help them know what you mean when you say the word empower, because empower by itself, and when you're trying to sell, doesn't have a lot of meaning. So you're empowering me. So I'm asking the question, you're empowering me to do what? You're empowering me, like you're using that word to say to do what, right? And then I want to challenge you with any of these words that I'm talking about to say, if I don't use this word, what other word could I use? Or what am I meaning when I say this word? Because watch this. As I go through this list, you have to ask yourself, when gurus talk about, you know, you have to find out what keeps people up at night. If a person that needs your services, right, is laying in bed at night and they are stressed out about what it is they need to do, and they know that they need to find a coach, are they saying to themselves, I need to feel more empowered? Are they saying that word? Because what ends up happening is we do our websites and we do what it is that we say. We write what it is we say in the words that we think make the most sense, as opposed to the words that are going to make sense to the customer. For example, my kid and I, we're going to be selling some sites, some really simple sites for several groups of people. And for one group of people, for the end user, what the word that's most important is free. What they are getting, and it is definitely a product that is going to be offered that they are going to want, right? But the most important word is, to your business, this is free, right? So let's say you were selling silicone bracelets, and you were, literally this is just popping in my head, and you were trying to go around to some mom and pop stores, and you wanted to be able to put them in their stores, right? So you want to be able to say, free. It's free to them. All they have to do is put it in their stores, and, you know, maybe they can get a cut, maybe they don't get a cut, or whatever the case may be. So to the end user, what is the word that's most important to them? Is the word empower the most important word to them? Right? So that's how you have to think about it. And you can't use empower by itself. It really, again, needs to follow something else because it's too broad. So that's one of the words. I'm going to give you the word that I was going to lean into after empower, and that was to overcome. I was going to actually use that as an example. But as an example, when I was talking about empower, when I was trying to define it, overcome, again, is a hard word to monetize. Now, again, if a person is staying up at night, are they using the word overcome? I want you guys to think about this when you're thinking about a website, whether you know this part or not. The above the fold is the top banner, right? And what is it that you are saying right there? Because the people that are emotional buyers, you have to hit them with something at the top. Right. And you have to speak to them at the top. So when, again, my kid and I were talking about this, the word free is big and bodacious, right? Because that's what the end user needs to see. That's what they're, ooh, okay, this is free to me. Okay, wait a minute. Right. Like, that's what you want people to think about. And are people, is the word empower going to be like, I need this right here? I mean, excuse me, the word overcome. I need, like, it can get lost in translation. It might be, again, a good word to support another word, right? But are the people saying overcome? We have to use the language of the people. What are they overcoming? You know, what are they overcoming? Because oftentimes the things that we're trying to empower people to do or help people to overcome can be It's not a tangible thing, right? Especially if you're life coaching, right? It's something that can be much more challenging to be clear about. And even as I go with that, you know, life coaching, you have to be clear about who you want to be life coaching and what do you want to life coach them through, right? Because sometimes we are, again, too broad in our explanation of who we are and what we do. I'm a life coach. I am personally a life coach, but I actually said, you know what? I don't really want to just do life coaching in its general sense. I want to do, you know, executive coaching, right? Well, I am certified as an executive coach, but I want to be clean on it. I want to say I'm working with women who are trying to go from a 9-to-5 to starting their own business. So I have to use words that are going to resonate with them. I'm not just going to have get executive coaching at the top because they already know they're going to the site for that, right? So what am I saying to that group that, you know, you already have what it takes to share your knowledge with the world? Like, I need to talk to them because somebody might be saying, man, do I have what it takes? Am I ready? And I'm answering that question. Yeah, you're ready. Because I'm trying to answer. Think about it like this. I'm trying to answer the question that they're asking about themselves. Are they asking a question about empowerment? Are they asking themselves a question about overcoming? Because if they're not, then I'm going to challenge you to use different words. Destiny, number three. I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 5. So we're on number 3, destiny. Destiny is a very difficult word to monetize. It's difficult because, it has a lot of meaning. It has different meanings for different people. You know, there's arguments for people even in, you know, religious groups where, you know, do we have our, you know, does God control our destiny? Do we not control our destiny? Or is it already done for us? So we're just pawns in this whole game. You see that there could be a lot of different ideas and ideologies around the word destiny, and it falls in line with everything else I'm saying. And so what are you meaning when you say the word destiny? Right? I'm challenging you. What are you meaning? And I might actually, I'm putting this out right now. This just dropped in my spirit. I am willing to do a website audit for free for the first 5 people who go to CCOclub.com. It's in the description. It's in the title, CCOclub.com, and leave me a voice message. You scroll down the page. There's a orange button down there. You can literally say, Dr. T, I want to get a website audit. Leave me your email address. Leave me your, you have to put your email address in, but leave me your website. I'll do a website audit. We'll come on to a call for free. I'm not trying to sell you anything, but I want to be able to support people. Again, I'm just going to put stuff out there, see who's going to take me up on it. Okay. That because I can help you with helping your website to get cleaner in what it is you're doing. Because again, these words are just so hard. And what ends up happening, again, I'm going to do a shameless plug for CCO Club, is that we created one of the reasons we created it was so that you that are out there and you might need help with stuff like this, you can come in there and get, because you are a member, we're going to help you with that. We're not going to charge you more money. You catch us. We do events like that. We're going to have a lot of free events. We're going to be able to help people that want to be talking about, how do I make my website better? How do I make my website convert? How do I do things like this? Given that this is just what we're talking about today, right? Like we're going to do that for you. So you want to be able to know how these things can really support and how these, well, let me rephrase that. You want to know how these words can hurt or even help you if you make some small tweaks. So we said empower, I said overcome, I said destiny. Reclaim, number 4, is another one that's challenging. Same idea. You know, again, it needs to accompany things. And are people saying those words? Now, watch this. I was alluding to the above the fold part of the website just a second ago. You know, you want to make sure that you're saying the right thing in the language to get the people to stay on the site. You know, most people, I think the number is like 3 seconds. You got to be able to catch their attention. Then if you want to use the words empower down somewhere on the page as another way to speak to them, you know, that you want to use the word overcome on the page somewhere as another title somewhere, you can do that. But we're putting these words in prominent places that are, and it's not really helping us to sell. It's not enhancing what it is that we have. And so you want to be thinking about that. So again, reclaim, same thing, tough word to really do. What are you wanting them to reclaim? Because reclaim means to get back, right? And, you know, get your health back. And then later on, we can say reclaim your health, right? So I'm saying it synonymously to get your health back. You know, that's where the power is. And again, I'm just trying to be a broken record of saying, what are the people saying? And if you don't know, ask them. Do a free webinar, ask them, put it on your page, do a poll. What are the words you say? You know, if you're trying to lose weight, what are you saying to yourself? If you are someone that's in the weight loss industry, what are you saying to yourself? Coach G, one of my dearest friends, I've coached her. She's like acid reflux. I'm sick of this acid reflux. You know, I have diabetes and I'm trying to, you know, what is it? Type B, I think you can get rid of. I want to get rid of this, but it's going to come through my diet, right? Like I need to drink more water. I need, like, they're not just talking about, like, they are saying get in better health, but they're saying these other things that are way more strong for them, because that's their immediate thing. That's their immediate problem. And that's how she can catch them, right? And she's putting out things about how do you overcome your acid reflux. There are millions of people that I know have acid reflux that want to overcome that. And it is directly related to, in many respects, their health. I mean, not their health, but what they may be eating, what they may be doing, right? And so lack of sleep, all, you know, food, eating the wrong types of food. So it is important for you to have that. And so my last word, so I'm gonna go over them real quick. I said empower, I said overcome, I said destiny, I said reclaim, and transformation, right? Transformation is one of the newer buzzwords. It's one of the newer words that people are using. And I love transformation. I love transformation. What I am finding, though, in my research is that transformation can be used typically more prominently by people who already have a name for themselves, right? So people who have a name for themselves can use any of these words I've said. Any of these words I've said, because they already have a following. Right now, if you're just getting started out, these are going to be harder words for you to sell. So people that already have a name, they can pretty much sell anything they want to sell for the most part, right? Because they already have a following. They already have people that know, like, and trust them. So they don't have to be as cautious necessarily with, you know, what it is that they say. And I will caution you for sometimes looking at those websites. Again, let me know if I'm wrong. Looking at those websites like, oh, I love this website, I can say this. But I want you to ask yourself, are they a guru already? Are they someone that's, you know, that's known in the industry? Do they already have a big following on, you know, their platforms? Are they already making a lot of sales? Because you copying them when you are at a more infant stage, or you're a micro business trying to get it, or a business that's just launching, you're trying to get there, transform might be a challenging word by itself to be able to use. Again, what I'm talking about here are words that are hard to sell, words that are hard to monetize. And I'm challenging you again. I have a spot. I'm taking five people, and then I'm going to say I'm done with that. The first five people that go over to ccoclub.com, leave me a message. It's down on the page. It's an orange button, only orange button on the page, that you leave me a message and you want me to do a website audit. Your landing page, I can do the website audit of the whole thing, but I can do an audit to tell you, you know, is it speaking to me, right? Even if I'm not your ideal customer, I know how to think like an ideal customer, right? And so just take me up on that for the first five people that want to do that, because I want to help you win. Regardless if you know, join us with CCO, we're going to be here. We're not going anywhere. We're starting something big, and we know this is a God move. So we're going to be around. And the reality is I'm going to end with saying these words, as I was saying before, when I was saying gurus can use these words can be used. It's just going to be harder to use them at the beginning. in prominent places, like at the top of the page. You can use them down on the page, but you got to be clear about what it is you're saying, what it is your product or service is about. So your page might be about your name, you know, TamikaRichardson.com. It might be, that might be your URL, but your signature product might have one of these words in it, and it might be hard to sell. And so if you're finding that that may be the case, you might want to make some changes to what that is. So that's what I have for you today. I hope there was something I said that was a blessing to your spirit. I am challenging you to take a look at what it is that you're doing to make it stronger so that your website can be more than just a place people go to learn more about you. It's a place that you can go to sell some stuff, to get people on your calendar more so, because you are speaking to them in a language that makes sense. That's what I have for you guys today. Decide that you're going to be great today on purpose and go out there and be blessed. I will see you on the next episode. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.